God's word is his will, and his sovereignty is the highest authority. Just relax now in the secret place of his presence. Listen to him speak to your conscience, and simply trust him. Allow your spirit to drink in the cool, refreshing waters of his word that contains his divine life and peace that passes all understanding. He is the only one that can miraculously heal, restore, or transform a heart. He is our joy, our victory, and hope, now and forever. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I am weak, but you are strong. I am reaching out to you in faith this hour. I ask that you forgive me of my sins, that I may be pure in your sight. Son of David, have mercy on me. I place my life in your hands. Hear my cry. I desperately need you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 17:6. I have called upon you, for you will hear me. O God, incline your ear toward me and listen to my prayers. Mark 5:25-34. There was a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years and had been treated by many physicians, and she had spent all that she had and was still not healed, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she pressed into the crowd and reached behind him and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I could touch his clothes, I should be made whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that problem. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned around within the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said unto him, "You are standing in the middle of a huge multitude, where everyone is trying to touch you, and you are asking, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around about to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, realizing what had happened to her, fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be free of thy plague." Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Matthew 12:13-15. Then Jesus said to the man, "Stretch forth thine hand," and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees had a private meeting about how they may stop his ministry. But when Jesus found out about this, he withdrew himself from that place, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. Mark 7 32 through 35 and verse 37. And they brought unto Jesus one that was deaf, and also had a speech impediment. And they asked him if he would lay his hands upon him. And Jesus took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha, which means, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Ephesians 17 through 23. May the Father of glory and our Lord Jesus Christ give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of his calling, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which the Father carefully produced in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Luke 1, 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Psalm 107, 19 through 20. When they cry unto the Lord in times of trouble, he saves them from their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. John 10, 10. Jesus said, the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Matthew 15, 29 through 31. When Jesus came near to the Sea of Galilee, he went up into a mountain and sat down. And great multitudes came unto him, helping those who were blind and crippled and unable to speak, handicapped and many others. They brought them before Jesus, and he healed them. The miracles were so powerful that the multitude were amazed when they saw the dumb speak and the maimed became whole. The lame could walk and the blind could see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Mark 6, 56. When Jesus would come into the villages and cities, they laid the sick in the streets and begged him that they might be allowed to at least touch the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. John 16, 33. Jesus said, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Psalm 46, 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Matthew 9, 32 through 35. As they went out, behold, a man was brought to Jesus that could not speak and was possessed with a demon. And when Jesus cast the demon out, he could speak. And the multitudes marveled, saying, "A miracle like this has never been seen before." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease among the people. Psalm 119, 165. Those who love your law live in wonderful peace, and nothing can make them stumble. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and very courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of anything, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. John 14:27. My peace I give to you, but not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 2 Thessalonians 2:16 and 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Matthew 8:1-3. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, if you so desire, you can make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Luke 4:40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with various diseases brought them unto Jesus, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them all. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for your holy word. I receive it into my spirit as a refining fire and like a hammer that breaks the rock. May your promises become sealed in my mind and engraved upon my heart as a life-changing revelation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Your word is a hammer that breaketh the rock. It purges as a consuming fire. I'm learning to lean and depend upon your word as my treasure, my one heart's desire. I know you are there when I call on your name. You keep me safe both day and night. Your word is engraved upon the tables of my heart. Your testimonies are my delight. Promises that cannot be broken, truth that makes no mistake. Every word that you have spoken is a promise
you'll never break. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, words of life that make my spirit free. O Lord, you are my rock, in you I will trust. You give me comfort and security. Your promises will always be faithful and true, living waters that never shall run dry. I know that what you say will always come to pass, 'cause you could never tell a lie. Promises that cannot be broken, truth that makes no mistake, every word that you have spoken is a promise you'll never break. It's a promise you'll